Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Mason, and today is Wednesday. Listen, it is Drink All You Can Wednesday up in here. Listen, now do not interrupt me. I am just getting started. Bart, what do you want, Bart? What do you got to say to the people, Bart? What do you want to say to the people? Well, come on up here. I don't have all day. I am on a time schedule. What do you want? Come on up here. Come on, Bart. Come on, Bart Simpson. Now, he's back here over in the Studio B, and he know he's supposed to be over in Studio A. Well, you know, Fierce, I just wanted to come over here and say hello. That's all I wanted to say, Fierce. I just wanted to say hello. That's all I wanted. Well, Bart, okay. Now, you said hello. Go over there and sit down. Sit down. Listen, great people. It is All You Can Drink Wednesday, honey. If you can get it down, honey, it is all up to you. Listen, it is September the 7th, 2022. 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patrotti. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and one is natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Listen, you know, why am I getting all these interruptions on this evening? Why am I being interrupted? What is wrong with you people? Don't I pay y'all enough? Now, you get a whole 25 cents a minute. A whole 25 cents a minute. You know what I'm saying? Carol, come on, baby. Come on, darling. Carol wants to make the announcement. She wants to make the, you better come on, baby, because listen, sip and serve is just about over with. Come on, baby, make your announcement. Gumba Rum, fight Main Street. Gumba Rum, Cranberry Liquors, get a free sip and serve every Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Warrensport, Massachusetts. Warrensport, Massachusetts, 555 Main Street. Cranberry Liquors, get your free sip and serve 5 to 7 p.m. at Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Warrensport, Massachusetts, at Cranberry Liquors. Thank you so much, baby. Thank you, baby. Yes, we do have sip and serve at Cranberry Liquors every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. Now, listen, y'all. Listen, let me tell you something. Got some real hot music on today by independent artist Icon. She's a 23-year-old artist. She's a French Moroccan R&B artist. Listen. And her music is super dope. She is super fly, I'm telling you. She has a great image. Her music is polished, well-mixed. It's mastered very well. She knows what she's doing at such a young age of 23. Listen, her career is going to go very, very well. Listen, and y'all know what? Who's going to hear the music? Who is going to hear the music? We'll be right back. All right, all right. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, and while you're on Facebook, use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, listen, listen. The first song that's coming up is Stars, Stars, by independent artist I Call. Okay, now, no more announcements for tonight. No more announcements. Now, listen, I got play this music. Y'all sit down, stop. Listen, you know what's going on? Let me tell y'all what's happening up here. They are putting their hands up. You know, like when you in church, and you talking about, excuse me, put your finger, you put your finger up and you just walk on to the bathroom. Well, that's what they doing. Instead of them going to the bathroom, they putting their finger up to come up here and make an announcement. Sit down. Put your hands down. What y'all need to be doing is using them same hands, them same two hands, and make my drink. Make my drink. Yes, make my gum run. Come on, baby. Come on. I need a drink. That's all I need is a drink up in here. All right, this is Stars by independent artist I Call. All right, all right, all right. That is Independent Artist Icon. You know something? I really do like this artist. I really do like this artist. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you my recommendations. Listen, your music is phenomenal, and it is great. But you know what I see for you, Independent Artist Icon? And it is not unusual for me to kind of give input on artists' careers. Now, listen, let me tell you something. If you were to, now listen real good. Listen real good. I'm telling it down so you can really hear what I'm saying. If you were to really, really, and I'm not saying these songs don't have your heart and soul poured into it. If you wrote a love ballad where you just poured your heart and soul into it, I'm talking about like a Whitney Houston, I'm telling you how to put your music career on fast forward. And I usually don't say this. I never have said this to anyone that has come on the program with their music. So listen, to do a really a fast forward on your music career, I would really, really love to see you just pour your heart and soul into a love ballad, like a Whitney Houston love ballad. You know, or a Sade, if you're familiar with Sade, pour yourself really into it. And that may be scratching you just a little bit, maybe scratch you just a little bit. I know you're 23, but yes, you can do it. You can do that. If you do that, if you write a single and it's a show enough love ballad where you put all your emotion and everything into it, I am telling you, honey, you will see numbers flying off the chart. Because you know why? You are telling. You have the voice to do it. I wish I had the voice. I ain't got the voice. I would be the first one to say I do not have the voice to do that. Now, I do sing, but, honey, not like what you're doing. Listen, I'm trying to scratch you. I am trying to scratch you, I'm trying to scratch you, and this is what you got to do. You got to pour your, because emotions in music is really what sells. I know they say sex sells, yeah, but I'm talking about love, feeling and emotions. If you think about Independent Artist Icon, if you think about songs from yesteryear, right? If you think about the songs like what Whitney Houston put out and what different ones like Sade, long, her fans are dedicated. No fans on the face of the earth is more dedicated than Sade fans, right? Her fans are dedicated. I don't care. She could put out a song singing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We would support her, because why? We love her. We love her. She could be standing in her bathrobe singing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And we would support her. Now, listen. This is the way you build your fan base. You've got to put it out there with everything you've got. I'm not saying this music is not everything that you got. I'm giving you a recipe on how to really connect with the fan base that's going to follow you for the life of your musical career, okay? And this is what you got to do. You got to connect with your fans, and I say this all the time. But in the music, you got the voice to do it, and I know you can do it. You got to stretch yourself when you go into the studio to put those tracks down. You got to have your lyrics telling a crystal clear love story. I am telling you, and I've worked with artists that do this, and they're very successful. That's what it is. And this is what you got to do. You got to pour your heart and soul into it. Think about Patti LaBelle. Listen, I'm giving you some great examples. Think about Patti LaBelle. When Patti LaBelle sings, what does she do? If you ever went to her concert, listen, when she gets up on this stage, she pours everything into her performance. You can feel every word that she sings, and this is what people are looking for. This is what people are looking for out of artists. We're not getting that. We're not getting that from artists that's singing today. We're not getting it. I'm telling you, we're not getting it. And so I'm telling you this because you got the voice for it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Now, listen, there are some artists, yes, that pour themselves into it, so listen, don't send me no dancing lessons. I'm just telling this particular artist what to do to connect her fan base, to get way to the next level, to really fast forward herself and project herself way on out there. I'm telling you, that's what you got to do. That is what you got to do. Pour yourself into it like never before. And I am telling you, you will get a stomp down reaction from your fans right away. I am telling you, that's the way to do it. That's the way to connect. And listen, I got some more music from this artist. Yes. And let me tell you before I play the next song, which is Range Rover, I sent your Spotify link out to a lot of different individuals on Twitter, not Facebook, on Twitter. There's a lot of people that ask for new music every single day. Lord, I'm getting all kinds of images. You know what's wrong with people? I'm getting these images. Now, listen, this is in real time. This is a live broadcast. It is not. Lord, today this woman got, the outfit of the day. She needs to put wherever she got it from, and she got a size two waist but fit a size 50 boots. This is crazy. I don't know why it's just come up on my thing up in here. Listen, I call. So let's go back here. I tell you, this is just crazy. What is wrong with people? I mean, attention. People doing everything to get attention. That's what it's all about, trying to get attention. So Nostalgic Record, I sent you a Spotify link to Nostalgic Recordings on Twitter. They're asking for new music that they can listen to. They have 1,400 followers. Also, Artists Booster, they have 6,000 followers. And then Electric Music Magazine, they have 41,000 followers, and they're looking for new music. And also, there was another one. I'm going to send it to Hub UK. They have 23,000 followers. And then my other group that I follow is Social Nova. They have 300,000+ followers. Social Nova, I sent it to them. They're asking. They just asked for new music. I sent your Spotify link. It is 324,000+ followers on Twitter. But they do. People respond, and they do listen to new music every single day. They're saying, we need new music. Let's see, indie artists. Okay, that one. And who else we got here? And so collectively, we're talking about close to 400,000 links, your link sent out to new followers and new potential listeners, okay? So you're not going to get 400,000 listeners. Not what I'm saying. It's potential listeners from people that's specifically asking for new music for today. And please don't forget about what I'm telling you about putting that song and pouring your heart and soul into a love ballad. I'm telling you, you're going to get a reaction. You are going to get a reaction, and that's what you want. You want dedicated fans. And I'm telling you, fan bases, like, there is no fan base like Sade. She has a fan base. They ain't going nowhere. She can be singing until she's 90 years old, and people will be in our rocking chair supporting Sade. She'll be singing from her rocking chair 90 years old. This is how serious it is about fan base. Sade, when she gets to be 90 years old, she put out a song. She'll get on stage. I'm telling you, in a rocking chair, and she'll be singing, and we'll be sitting right there supporting her. I am telling you, it's just as serious. It is just as serious when it comes to great, awesome talent, people that know how to pour the emotion and their soul into their music. You're going to get that reaction from your fan base, and guess what? They ain't going nowhere. They're going to stay right there. Listen, the same people that followed Sade when she first started, it's the same fans and more that follow her today. I am telling you. And listen, she's the only fan, the only singer that really goes into hiding. Now, you know, other artists go into hiding and they come out. Sade can disappear for years and never have, and don't put anything out. And then when she comes back with a new song, you better believe the same fans are right there waiting. I am telling, she has done that a couple of times. When she goes, she gets real quiet and she doesn't do anything. Then she comes back and it's like, bam, we're like, yay. When she did Soldier of Love, Lover's Rock, I think she was in hiatus and she was gone for a long time. She came back, I think it was Lover's Rock, and she came back with that. And then she did I'm a Soldier of Love, I think that's right. And then she came out with the music video, a bad smoking music video. And we were just like, yeah. So listen, I'm telling you, that is what you got to do. Now, this is a Range Rover from independent artist Michael.
I'm never gonna waste my time for you, babe. More money, more life. I never thought that I'd be richer than you.
All right, that was Range Rover, but independent artist I call, and remember, you know you got to make your fans feel it. Independent artist I call, make your fans feel it. I am telling you, that is the recipe on success when it comes to music, my darlings. Your fans, they got to feel it. They got to feel everywhere. It's just like, listen, I'm going to give you a few more examples. If you go back and listen to some of Luther Vandross, he's another one where fans there. Every album he put out, everything he put out right there. Because you know what? Luther Vandross, he made us feel every song he sang. Just about every song he sang. The only one I didn't like was Dance With My Father, whatever it was. That's the only one I didn't really care for. But listen, when it comes to Luther Vandross, every song he made us feel it. So listen, and who else? Now listen, I'm giving you some of the old crooners. You know, now some of the newer ones. Let's see who we got here. I'm gonna say this. He's another one that will get up on stage and make you feel it. I'm giving you a lot of examples here. And so if you don't have some of this music in your music library, you can easily, of course, pull it up on YouTube and just take a listen, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Teddy Pendergrass, he made us feel it. He made us feel it. But close the door, baby. They sang what you could feel every single word. I want to drive this point home. I want you to get this real good. I want you to get it real good. Make your fans feel what you're singing about. Make them feel it. When you do that, honey, when you drive that point home, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got nothing to worry about because the fans ain't going to go. They're going to support what you put out there, and they're going to connect with you on a whole different level. Because you know what? You're going to the soul. It's the soul base. When you hit the soul base of your fan, it's a hook, honey. You got to put the hook in them. When you put the hook in them, they ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you how to hook the soul, and that's what it's all about. The musicians and the artists from yesteryear, that's what they did. They put the hook in us, and we was just boom, bam, there, because they had the talent, and they sang with emotions, and they hooked us, they put the hook on us, and I'm telling you, everything that they put out there, we was right there supporting them. So, honey, that's what you got to do, and honey, that is going to help you make it. You will make it. Those points alone, bam. Bam, 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 bam. You will make it. You won't have nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. I am telling you that is it. That's all. I'm pretty much out of time. Yes. Listen, it's been a stone cold treat. I'm telling you, it's been a blast. And I get to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.